In my work with Prime Minister Abe, we have strengthened our alliance for today, an alliance that will never be broken. It's also very humbling. I stand here as the 44th President of the United States. Your Majesty is the 125th Emperor of Japan.
That's the voice of Barack Obama going to Japan. That's where he was spending time with immersed in the Japanese culture and with obviously the movers and shakers in that country, reassuring them that we are the best of friends. How about that? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We are not the best of friends with Russia these days. Putin's got fighters, missiles, warships. He's ready to roll. The Ukraine forces, they say, killed five militants. And there's big problems here. A big standoff, lots of talk, and this war of words has really ratcheted up. This has been 4 months. Do you believe it? We have been talking about the Ukraine for 4 months. So the annexation of the Crimea, now all of this takeover of government buildings and big problems in areas along the eastern side, especially of that country. Could this be the moment that the Ukraine falls? And what is the United States doing in the end? Ultimately, the president from Japan saying that there would not be any military force from the United States, that there are more impactful ways to handle this, to try diplomatically, and then to use sanctions. But Putin is not budging. And if anything, he's just progressing and threatening and moving closer and closer and closer. You know, it's interesting in talking about the span of 4 months. It's been well over 50 days. And do you remember when Flight 777 first disappeared? We had all kinds of different people on. And many of you called the show to say, they're never going to find that plane. Well, guess what? They still have not found that plane. The Malaysian government is doing anything in its power to just kind of push people aside. I mean, when I say push them aside, try to step around what now is ultimately going to end up as a lot of lawsuits, especially since there can be suits filed in the United States, which makes a huge difference. So what about all these satellite photos and, oh, we're hearing the pinging, the pings, and what about this amazing piece of machinery, the Bluefin? And the Bluefin search is practically complete, 95% done. Nothing found at this point. So the Malaysian prime minister is saying, I can't say it's lost, meaning Flight 370. I can't declare the passengers dead. So there was a text, wait a minute, 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, saying that exactly that, saying that they went down in the Indian Ocean west of Perth, that this was, they believed that this was it, that text to the relatives, we have to assume beyond any, and this is what the text said, so they've really screwed up. We have to assume beyond any reasonable doubt that MH370 has been lost and that none of those on board survived. That's Malaysian Airlines. So now here it is, more than 6 weeks later, and the prime minister is saying the government's not going to declare this. No, we're not going to declare this. We need to take into account the feelings of the next of kin, and some of them have said publicly they're not willing to accept it until they find evidence. So they're going to release a preliminary report next week on the plane's disappearance. That report's already been submitted to the United Nations. And they're not going to say that these people perished at this point. It is a very strange, bizarre scenario. This plane that was supposed to be headed toward Beijing, how did it end up halfway, as somebody said, toward Antarctica? Toward Antarctica. So there are so many unanswered questions, but it's the same questions we were asking from day one when I was on the air. the same question, the vanishing of this flight, which is being compared to Air France, is different, however. I mean, this is an unprecedented deal as far as I know. I mean, that's it. There is nothing similar, I think, to Air France, other than they didn't find the plane for 2 years. The pings have turned up nothing. The pings have turned up nothing. And some of the theories might not be so cockamamie or so contrived or so conspiracy-oriented in the end. If this plane turns up, who's to say? Although explaining the pings, explaining a whole bunch of other things, it just makes absolutely no sense. So these angry relatives are in limbo still, these Chinese relatives waiting for news about the people on that plane. Each day it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Worse and worse and worse. So what is the next step? They're going to widen the search area. They're going to kick open the door and widen it. At what point do some of the players in this bow out and say, wow, we've spent a ton of money and a ton of time, we got to get out of here? So they say they're hammering out an agreement with the Malaysian government, the Australian government is, that will set out guidelines in search of this plane. How Australia continues to lead the search is one thing. How parts of the investigation play out over the next weeks and months. So the Australians aren't bailing on this. They're going to widen their search area. They're going to increase what they're doing now at this point. They're considering the proposal for the Malaysians, and they're responding as quickly as they can. And they hope next week that they've got it done. And they're just communicating. Wow. I really wasn't sure that we would be saying this 6+ weeks later. I thought that that plane had been hijacked, and who knows? I mean, this is like a movie, and I guarantee this will pop up as a movie somewhere. What if nothing is ever found of this plane? I mean, was it some kind of 9/11 kind of deal? Will that be proved somehow? Will they find the plane somewhere in the ocean? What if the Maldives sighting was correct and the plane stayed on the course since it turned? Then it wouldn't have crashed close to where they're talking about. Nothing but questions. Really, really crazy questions. Hey, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, it's that time where we kick back and take you to the movies. Cheap movie reviews coming up around the bend. And there's at least one that might be worth checking out this weekend. You know how I am. If you can save a couple of bucks and it's not worth it to see it on the big screen, just wait. They come out so fast now anyway. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In 1965, this was a sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Where to see? Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And get the pain to see. Got a brand new bag.
All right, as mentioned, it's time to kick back and get ready for some cheap movie reviews. I'll tell you the movie that I think would be pretty good on the big screen is Spider-Man. If you like the whole Spider-Man thing, I mean, hey, Spider-Man's been around since I was a kid. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I don't even know the words. But I like Spider-Man. My little brother and I used to watch it all the time. So, but it seems like they're reinventing Spider-Man again and again and again. I like Andrew Garfield, though, the actor that plays this Spider-Man. And Sally Field is his mother in this. And Emma Stone is the girlfriend. So I like it. I would take my nephew and go see that on the big screen, but that's not out yet. They're just premiering this at this point. The rollout comes soon because, you know, Memorial Day weekend really kicks off the start of the Hollywood big blockbuster movies because kids are out of school, and that makes sense that a movie like Spider-Man would come out then. So here's what we have on the menu. Brick Mansions, The Other Woman, and For No Good Reason. First one up out of the box is called Brick Mansions. Take a listen.
Knock the door down.
One, two, three.
Catch him!
Everybody get back! Shut the door!
Detective,
there's a situation that demands the best of the best.
Brick Mansions. It's so dangerous, we built a wall around it. No one gets in. Now their leader's got the mayor and half the city hostage.
I said we start the bidding at
30 million.
Think you can handle it? The handle needs handling. You have no intel inside?
We've got someone who knows Brick Mansions.
The convict is my partner.
I got a plan to get us in.
Us?
First chance you get, what are you going to do?
Put a bullet in the back of my head. Could have killed you already.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
Shut him down!
What you doing here?
Let's go!
Who taught you how to fight?
Who taught you how to speak English?
So what, the new sheriff in town?
He's gotta make you a little bit anxious.
That's a really bad idea.
Elevator, let's go now!
This is better than the stairs.
Yeah. Got the plan?
Kick his ass, don't get squashed.
Movie gets a lot of attention and a lot of stars. Why? Because Paul Walker is in it. It's his last movie. Remember Fast and the Furious? He was killed. Now, I guess it's been months and months and months, and it was shocking, his death, and he was pretty popular in those movies. So in this movie, he's obviously a fighter, and some people say this is one of his better performances, maybe his best of all time, and it is his last. He will have an audience for this one. There will be an audience for Brick Mansions. It's all about getting in, and you could hear that as you were listening to the clip. But he is the key to this picture doing well in his death. People going, liking him, going to see the movie, and liking the whole action thing. And actually, in the big screen, this one would play pretty well. In a couple of weeks, you could catch it a lot cheaper for a matinee, you know, pay a couple dollars less to go to see it in a matinee. All right, this one is being pumped out all over the place. This is the chick revenge movie, you know, the hell hath no fury, like a woman scorned. How about three women scorned? Cameron Diaz is one of the stars, and it's called The Other Woman.
You haven't dated just one guy in a long time. You cleared the whole roster.
I cleared the bench.
What's wrong?
Housekeeper called. A pipe burst in the bathroom.
So you're going to Connecticut now?
I got a thing arranged.
I'm looking for Mark. You must be his housekeeper.
No, I'm his wife, Kate. Is this some kind of strippergram or something?
What happened?
He's got a wife.
And you don't think you can take her?
Are you for real? I thought maybe we could have some dinner.
I let you in. We are not drinking Cosmos and braiding each other's hair.
I am not ready to compete with women like you.
We got played by the same guy. Tequila or do you want vodka? I'm a baby.
So you're saying I should leave him?
What does your gut tell you? Jesus.
One.
He must be cheating on both of us because it's not me.
Oh my. What are you doing?
What's going on?
Hi.
I can't believe you would lie.
You smell amazing. What is that?
I think it's just sweat. So what do you want to do?
I want him to feel pain.
We should kick him in the balls.
No, I really like the way your brain works, but I think we're going for something a little bit bigger.
I found this. He's stealing from his partners.
So let's find the money and ruin him.
You put the lawyer, the wife, and the boobs together, and we know how to do it just as shady as he does. I thought you were giving him hormones.
I am. Not for a pre-op transsexual.
I look like I need a bra.
I think you're going through manopause.
Manopause?
Uh-huh. Is it a little...
Are you kidding me?
Ah, mistress number three.
If we find any more mistresses, I'm going to have to send her to rehab.
You're the weirdest friends ever.
We are the weirdest friends ever. What is up with your hot brother?
No, you can't have my husband and my brother. That's being very greedy.
All right, so you get the idea here. Cheating man, these women get together. And they wreak havoc on him. Who knows what the end of this movie will present? I have no idea. It looks like a bunch of laughs. Definitely if you want to score with the wife or the girlfriend, might be a movie to go see or avoid, depending on their personality. And quickly, we leave you with this one. It's called For No Good Reason.
Right. Are you ready for this?
Because it might just lead somewhere.
Ooh, I love it.
It's amazing to see an artist as they jump into the unknown. And no one had seen anything like this before.
I feel a bit lightheaded. Maybe you should try.
Wow.
What a terrible thing.
Ready?
Yeah.
It worked. The home line and the hunter. Rolf, got a great story.
What are you guys doing down there?
We must get out of here. We must flee. I did love Hunter, and I miss him rather a lot.
The thing about Ralph's work is it was just the energy, the anger, the venom that was just spewed out.
It's what we're thinking at the back of our heads but aren't capable of getting it out.
Ralph was willing to say anything about anybody, and thus in a certain sense, insane. I'd always thought I wanted to change the world. Now was the moment.
No good
reason. All right, could be a good one. Sounds pretty interesting, actually. You know, I'm a biopic person. It's kind of like reading biographies, and same thing with movies. And I think if they can capture that kind of audience, it might be a little tiny bit of a sleeper hit, meaning not much to make it, probably does better in video, and it's not really in wide release. And it sounds kind of, I don't know, it sounds kind of intriguing to me for no good reason. The Portrait of the Artist, Ralph Steadman, is what it's about. He was celebrated for really his illustrations, and it accompanied the writings of the crazy man, Hunter S. Thompson, and their collaboration and relationship. Crazy. So Johnny Depp is part of this, Terry Gilliam, Ralph Steadman, obviously. And it's 1 hour, 29 minutes. Definitely a good video rental. If you go to the movies, send us a cheap movie review, and you could win a copy. You will win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Just send it to us at americatonight.net.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlite is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlite with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Obviously, a lot of you sent me emails and have been ringing the phones off the hook talking about Governor Deal signing really a wide-ranging gun bill into law the other day that has a lot of people really upset at what this will mean to Georgia and maybe some other places. And then, of course, there's proponents who say this is terrific, guns everywhere, this is going to help you. If something should happen, somebody might have your back. Well, we are very pleased to welcome to the show Colin Goddard. You might remember his name. He was a survivor of the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting, and he now works with a group that is called Every Town for Gun Safety. And it's I'll tell you, it's interesting what's happened in just the last couple of years when we've talked about this here on America Tonight, and when we've gone to Washington and taken really this to you, the people listening to ATN. Hey, Colin, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, first of all, your reaction when you heard what happened in Georgia?
Well, we were following what was going on in Georgia really the whole session. You know, we knew there was an omnibus gun bill that was going to try to be passed this year. We knew it was kind of carried over from last year as it got stalled out. But this year there was a lot of other provisions added to what was discussed last year that we hadn't seen before. I mean, as you mentioned, it expanded where people could carry guns in all the places, churches, bars, government buildings, parts of the airport. And there was a lot of discussion around the media, but there was one part that actually our lawyers noticed that was only a really small change to the current Georgia code that actually dealt with the Stand Your Ground law that Georgia has. And what it did was it removed some of the groups of people who couldn't claim Stand Your Ground before. And it was really alarming because it actually, the bill is called the Safe Carry Protection Act, but this bill actually now allows people who shoot and kill somebody with an illegal gun in the first place to say, hey, I felt threatened, and avoid criminal prosecution under the Stand Your Ground offense. So this expands Stand Your Ground to felons and people with illegal firearms. And so we were looking at this bill, and I had a lot of problems. And so we tried to get Georgia Voices, Georgia folks together to say, hey, this is something that is not good for our state. And unfortunately, what came together too little too late and try to get the media just talking about it in generally, and unfortunately this kind of piped in a little too late until we had the governor sign it, I think it was yesterday or today. And so, and we've always been trying to raise the issue and raise some of the dangerousness of what this bill was going to do. And I guess we're just going to have to, of course, you wait and see how it all pans out. But, you know, some of the stuff was passed without a lot of people in the state of Georgia knowing what was in it. And, you know, it was our job to try to raise awareness. And I think it was just, you know, we're starting with a ground game of really very little. But we put up a good fight. I think a lot of legislators in the state capitol were kind of shocked to see how many folks were in their offices every single day. But, you know, the gun industry and the gun lobby have had the field to themselves largely in Georgia for many, many years. And so the first year of a kind of coordinated, organized opposition, you know, just still didn't succeed in the goal of stopping this dangerous piece of legislation. But we did get a lot more people organized, a lot more people involved in this issue and realizing that, hey, this is something that's happening under their noses. They need to pay attention to it as the years go on.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the lawyers digging that up, as you said, nobody's talking about that. The stand your ground, the big change, wiping away some of what was there before is scary with the illegal guns and whatnot. And I wonder if, and certainly we're going to talk about that, I wonder if this would change some people's minds about the Safe Carry Protection Act in Georgia. Is your fear that this could spread to other states, that other states will do the same thing?
Yeah, basically, you know, we know that states have done parts of what the Georgia bill has done this year, kind of in small pieces. Georgia's bill was really the first time it ever really came together in one giant bill. And so, you know, I think because there were so many pieces in it, not every piece was really fleshed out and had its time in the sunlight, if you would. And so, you know, I think it's dangerous now that this has become precedent, you know, and other states will see this and think they can do the same similar thing. You know, when the vast majority of people in that state, if you poll a lot of these issues, are opposed to it. So, you know, it's really onus is on building the grassroots movement to counterbalance and to have legislators kind of reevaluate their decision making when it comes to the time to vote on a piece of gun legislation like this to say, hey, look, you know, let's talk about how can we save the most number of lives with this bill, and how can we reduce the number of gun deaths and injuries? And I think, you know, I hope Georgia's bill here doesn't set a bad precedent for other states.
Colin, you know this, that what some people would say, and you were there at Virginia Tech, as I said, you were a survivor of what happened there. There are a lot of people that would say, well, listen, if on schools and in college campuses and at schools, elementary schools and high schools, if somebody's armed, if you have people that are armed, that's a chance to immediately take down the person who has a gun and is shooting wildly all over the place. What do you say to that when people say that to you as you were someone in that situation?
The simplest response is, look, we're not going to shoot our way out of our problem with shootings in America, right? The idea that if we only had more guns in more places of our country, we'd all become a safer place. Then the United States of America, the country that already allows guns in more places than any other country in the world, would already be the safest place in the world. And we're not. We actually have the biggest problem of gun deaths and injuries and suicides than any other modern industrialized country with high levels of gun ownership. I don't quite understand how many more millions, so we have 300 million guns in circulation already. I don't know how many more is needed before everything becomes safer for everybody. I just don't quite follow the logic of that argument. But I understand people are afraid, and I get that, you know. And I share with that fear because I know that we don't even do something as simple as requiring a background check before somebody buys a gun in the first place. That's where I think our first step should be, is to make sure that we do a legitimate job making sure people who are buying guns can legally do so. And the way we do that in America is with a 90-second background check. You know, I've heard so many times, you know, guns don't kill people, Colin. It's people that kill people. You know, you change the gun for a hammer. And I'm like, look, I get that, right? So if you agree with that, then you've got to agree with me that we should be checking those people. And background checks is not gun control. Background checks is people control, right? We don't do the background check on the gun. We do the background check on the person buying it. And it's in my opinion, responsible gun policies like a background check is something that is the first step that we should take if we're trying to keep people safe in America. But the fact that we don't do this on across the board is really atrocious.
Yeah, I talk about background checks all the time. I absolutely agree with you there. When Virginia Tech happened to you, did all of a sudden after that, as you rehabbed and whatnot, did you decide you were going to learn more about guns? You were going to learn about the culture. You were going to learn about what's happening in America. What drove you into the situation you're in now?
Well, I think anytime somebody has horribly traumatic experience happen in their lives, it turns everything upside down. You kind of naturally get left with trying to find the answers to why, to how. And so I think a lot of people go down that road, for all the things that they go through in life. And certainly I did as well, trying to figure out, how did this day come about? Who was this person who did this horrible crime? How did they put a gun in their hand in the first place? I was like most Americans before the shooting in 2007. I thought that we did everything we could to keep guns away from dangerous people. I thought you had to register your gun. I thought you had to do all this stuff. And afterwards was frankly shocked to learn that the background check is not even something we do across the board. That was so alarming to me, And so I learned that. And then I also started to see that whenever somebody talked about guns in the kind of political spheres in America, it was something considered, dead on arrival, not going to happen. The NRA is the one who writes these laws, and that's it. And I saw the issue so stuck, and I didn't quite understand that something as common sense as a background check wouldn't be something everybody agreed upon. And so, learning what I did there, and I just continued to see mass shootings happen to other people, and seemingly nothing gets done about it, I just couldn't stop and just keep watching it happen. I had to actively do something about it, And it was trying to take a really bad experience in my life and put it towards something positive, so hopefully somebody else becomes less likely to experience that same horrible shooting.
Yeah. Tell us about Every Town for Gun Safety.
It's a new umbrella organization that brings together Mayors Against Illegal Guns, the bipartisan coalition of mayors from across the country, and the grassroots movement Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, together under one big umbrella. They were separate groups before, the moms and the mayors, and now with Every Town, it brings them in. And also people who aren't moms and mayors also have now a place. It's easy for them in Every Town for Gun Safety. So we are not here to take all guns out of America, despite what people say. We just had a small event at Purdue last night with a lot of people. Gun owners came up and afterwards, and they said, look, I thought you were going to come in here saying no one should have guns. You didn't believe in the Second Amendment, but what you were talking about, background checks, training, things like that makes sense. That's just, I support that. Those gun owners, NRA members telling me that. And, so much of the discussion on this issue, is kept black and white by the media because they try to keep things very simple for people. And in reality, there's a lot of the middle ground gray area that most Americans agree on. And so Every Town is an attempt to try to bring people together to have that discussion about the middle ground policies that you can actually respect the Second Amendment and also keep guns out of the hands of the dangerous people to begin with. So that's the conversation that Every Town for Gun Safety was born to have, and that's what we're having now when we launch with other organizations and we go around the country.
Colin Goddard, well said. Continued success with that. Keep preaching it.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks, Colin.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene,
America tonight.
Don't take my man.
You know, I say this all the time, but it's so true. We are pegging in the red when it comes to mail on this show. We get so much mail every day. One of my first duties is to clean out the mailbag. So bravo to all of you who are downloading the show at GCN.com, listening to us live, thinking about things that we talked about. Sometimes you're chiming in, sometimes you're thinking about it and sending the emails. So without further ado, let's go and check some of them.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Sam. Sam, I am. And he says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this study, but there was a study that was done about the brain, and it's Alzheimer's month, and I suppose that's why it came out. And they're talking about regular exercise prevents the brain from shrinking. I think it's true. Less people are exercising now more than ever. I noticed this in my own neighborhood. It used to be people were on bikes, people were walking, people were jogging, and we still have that, but not as many people. If you think back to the exercise craze of the 70s, 80s, and even the 90s, it sure is different today, and I blame that somewhat on technology. What do you think? I think that people are squeezed for time, but then if you're squeezed for time, you got to find a way to squeeze it in. You got to, I think you, and I'm doing this myself, you got to find something you can dump out that you can focus on something where you're walking the dog, you're getting 40 minutes, 45 minutes, you're getting, you know, however much time. But some sort of exercise. It makes sense that if you exercise, you have a better shot, I guess, from this brain thing. I mean, this is unscientific. This was in the what Sam's referring to was a story. In fact, we talked about it earlier in America Tonight. That was in one of the UK rags, but I mean, they're just trying to do a lot of studies on the brain because it's so sad with Alzheimer's and dementia. It's so rough on the families and the person themselves. They're not what they were, and it's really tough. It's really, really, really tough. So I think, yeah, if you can squeeze in exercise. You know what people are doing? A lot of people do yoga. Yoga is huge. I mean, I don't get it. The whole yoga thing, yoga is not for me. If you going out and hitting tennis balls or jumping on the bike or walking the dog, I'm not criticizing anyone who does yoga, but that's just not my deal. I do know several people who do yoga, and they're in great shape. I mean, they are in great shape. One guy is almost 60, and he looks like he's 40. And the woman I know that does it, same thing, boy, she is so fit, and they're both obsessed with yoga. So maybe there is something about it. But I don't know, are people exercising less, and is there a way to exercise more? Put down the iPhone, put down the games, right? Put down tweeting and Instagramming and everything else that takes up so much time. By the way, if you want to join us on Twitter, you always can. Go to americatonight.net, and you can link up with us on Facebook and Twitter that way. Especially, I'll tell you, we're having a lot of fun on Facebook and on Twitter lately. Cop being sarcastic. Everyone hike 55 miles after the show. But Cop is from Jersey. I mean, come on, Cop. In New Jersey, you just run around the block a couple of times. That's what we did, right? Flashlight tag. Well, there is a difference if you talk about kids, because when you're, now I'm veering off the emails, but when you're a kid, I don't understand kids now. When we were a kid, you had to drag us into the house. It would be pitch dark before we came in. We rode bikes. We did skateboards. We ran around all over the place. We played flashlight tag. I mean, you know, come on. We were so super active. And I guess, you know, you just have to decide. So somehow you got to figure out, you know, you got to figure out how to get up and get active. What was it Jerry Seinfeld said? Baloney, that people don't have any time, that they would just spend less of it on the couch, something like that. But, you know. All right, let's move to this one. I could talk about this all day long. Let's move to this one. This one from Hank, who says, Kate, boy, oh boy, I am, like so many of your other listeners, sick of this whole situation in the Ukraine. Call it what it is. The U.S. just punked out on the Ukrainians. If we were going to help them in any way, delaying, delaying, delaying does nothing. And ultimately, if there are bigger threats economically to Russia and we completely squeeze them off, what does that mean for the United States and its allies? So all the way around, this whole thing got out of hand right from the very beginning. The violence, the troops, all of that. And the fact that the sanctions were so weak, it reminds me of what happened in Iran, remember, originally, and how Ahmadinejad would just laugh in our faces at the silly sanctions. Yeah, kind of a good comparison, different situation on why, but Ahmadinejad was never worried about it. See, now that's what the difference was with the new prime minister, or the new president, rather, I should say, the new president of Iran, Rouhani, even though I think he hoodwinked us, because Iran was really feeling the heat with the sanctions, he gave in. But that didn't happen with Ahmadinejad. So, yeah, there is something to that. I mean, I agree. If you're either all in or there's just no gray area here in the Ukraine, and we've made it gray, and that made it that much harder. So you hear these headlines like Ukraine is tense, the Ukraine is tense, Russia launches a military drills, and activists are dying in the clashes, and you see all of these roadblocks, the blockades that are up, and I mean, Russia's distracting, and they're trying to destabilize the Ukraine, and they're doing a job of it. You know, they're doing a good job of it. So, you know, there you go. Let's see. Let's veer in a different direction here. This one is from Jake, listening to us in Austin, emails us all the time. And Jake says, wow, I heard you say something about the Republicans and narrowing down the list of cities that they were going to hold the convention. I say, bravo if they hold it in Dallas. You're all over this. America Tonight is right there. So I can only imagine how huge that would be for the show just to walk down the street to cover what's going on at the convention. But do you think they'll really pick it over Vegas? I don't know. Vegas is tempting because Vegas has the rooms. I mean, how many rooms do they have in Vegas compared to Dallas? Dallas holds huge conventions, though. I mean, they've done it before. Could they do a presidential convention? Of course they could do it. You know, they just did the Super Bowl. So the answer is yes. If you look at Vegas and you look at Dallas, they both have brutal weather in common, but it'd be end of August, beginning of September. I don't know, it'd be a big boost to either place. Either one of those cities would want it because they know what that means. All right, here's one from Nancy who says, thumbs down in Georgia. What a bunch of rednecks when it comes to guns. Really? Guns in bars, Kate? Come on, think about it. You've probably had your share of bars in your college years. Can you imagine the people that are drunk idiots and then they're armed? You think anyone gets shot in a bar? This is like opening up the Wild West. That governor is a moron in Georgia. Woo! Nancy taking a swing at the Georgia peaches. And then we move to, it's interesting, the other side of that from Andy, who says Georgia was smart to do what they did when it comes to guns. Let's broaden this baby out. Let's get people using, understanding, and qualifying themselves to use the guns properly. I think it makes you that much safer. Kate, be honest. If you were in a mall and someone opened fire, would you prefer someone behind you took down the culprit who was trying to shoot you in the crossfire? Well, of course, the answer to that would be yes. If somebody could protect me and I didn't have a gun and that happened, of course I would say yes to that. I mean, there are some things that have to be considered here in Georgia, as with any situation with a law like this, which is now broadened out, they'll have to work out a lot of the kinks in it. That's for sure. And it's started a national debate. All right. Thanks to all of you who listened and emailed America Tonight.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.